Blog Talk Radio.
Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 8 through 13. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. This is, of course, the Apostle Paul. But God's word is not changed. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. With eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful. For he cannot disown himself. Amen. It is imperative that the believing ones keep their focus on the scriptures. It is imperative that we maintain a vigilance about our faith. So this is the message of the book of Jude, that we are to, with all diligence, seek to defend the faith that was once for all given to the saints, not to the world, to the saints, to Hagioi, the called, those who are members of the Ecclesia, the church, the called out ones. Notice Paul's language. Paul was a skilled attorney. He was a highly trained attorney. He was a very intelligent man. Therefore, he knows how to use words with adroitness and skillfulness. He knows how to use words with great economy. And yet, in the Greek, we see something else. I'm using the English version for the show. But notice the language. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Each part of this sentence is pregnant with meaning. We have to unpack, as it were, the words of Paul. We have to unpack the syntax. We have to look at the punctuation. We have to look at the remote and immediate context. We want to read Paul's letter, 2 Timothy, with the Holy Spirit guiding us so we can glean the truth therefrom. Now, Paul faced opposition, time. The Judaizers were always on his heels. He called them those of the concision, that is, those who want to cut away the flesh. They followed Paul. They said, yes, you may accept the gospel, but you must also keep the law of Moses. And Paul said, no. Christ Jesus fulfilled the law. So therefore, there is no more need to keep the law of Moses. Jesus was the second Adam. He was the Son of Man. Therefore, he fulfilled the law of Moses. Please read the book of Galatians. The law was our tutor until the coming of Christ. There are also other cults in Paul's day that said that people needed a special type of esoteric or secret knowledge for salvation. And this particular cult said that people must be baptized in bull's blood and they must follow certain days. That is, that there was a legalism attached. So Paul was not unfamiliar with the demands of different cults. And Paul said that Christ Jesus has set us free from the elemental things of this world. Stoicia. We have been set free of these things. Paul said, let no man lead you astray. And yet, we find ourselves in our day listening to and imprisoned by the cult of psychologized Christianity. Please read the book of Jude for greater detail on what I am saying. Jude talks about those who follow the psyche, those who follow the cult of admiration, and who want who are impressed by the personages of men. In 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about the pneumaticos, that is the spiritual one, and that it is this spiritual one, that is the one who is godly, the one who is spiritually mature, the one, this is one who understands the word of God and what God is doing at stake. I have read many books on psychology. And I was a part of the mental health board in my community for a long time. And I also have counseled groups who have been such challenges, such as groups of incidents. What I found in my work that when I look to the word of God in my heart and what I do is the word of God, and when I bowed the Holy Spirit to me, I saw the incredible power unleashed by God. I saw I have been. And to this day, I remember those times, and I see in this instrument that when God is trusted, God unleashes his power. I see people imprisoned by sin because they went to a counselor who used the algorithms of to solve the problems. They use the recipe of human insight to be their very deep and profound solutions. But they really, what they did was count the truth. Count the truth. I am sure that Jesus, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that he was either a liar or a prophet of flesh. we need to believe him. We need to believe his word. Jesus set persons free by the word of God. Jesus taught people to solve the problems of living through the word of God. Jesus never employed a human algorithm, psychological system, or any other approach, philosophical, pseudoscientific. That was not the person of Jesus. Jesus taught the word of God as truth, the truth, the aletheia, the truth of the word. The word aletheia means truth, that which conforms to reality. Therefore, we can trust the person of Jesus. Because he is the way, the Hodos, the road, the truth, and the life. Paul wrote, remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, raised up from among the dead, descended from David's root, genealogies in Matthew, and Paul writes, this is my gospel. Paul owns this truth. He owns, he said, this is my gospel. Very few writers outside of Christian psychology have said this is my gospel. They may do a nod to the word, but as far as understanding the efficacy and the power, the usefulness, the primary usefulness of God is not there. There's a nod, not a nod to men who live an average of 800,000 hours that they die. The average human life is around 800,000 hours. We read here at the end of verse 10, Paul talks about eternal world. The cult of psychologized Christianity has no real message. There's no real content. It's not there because it is contrary to the gospel. It does not uphold the gospel of God. The good news that set persons free. The word of God sets persons free. You are not going to hear this from the mainstream media. But God is still setting persons free through his word. I am come that they might have life, said Jesus, to have life. The old King James can actually reach it, that they might have life. Super abundance. To have life in super abundance. These are the words of Jesus. These are words from the mind of Christ. It's perfect nuance. It's impeccable understanding. This adroit and efficient use of language as the theatrical cause as the thought. Jesus and those of you talking about, you may trust Jesus. You may trust Jesus. Good evening. And it's Dr. Josiah.